The Islamic holy book, the Quran, does not specifically talk about real estate agents. However, the principles of trade and commerce in Islam, as mentioned in the Quran and other Islamic texts, can be applied to the profession of real estate. In Islam, there is no religious ruling that forbids real estate agents from selling properties during the month of Ramadan. The principles of trade and commerce in Islam encourage lawful and honest business transactions, and as long as the agent is fulfilling their obligations and conducting business ethically and legally, there is no prohibition. The profession of real estate agent, as we know it today, did not exist during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. However, the principles of real estate transactions and property ownership were well established in Islamic societies at that time. The process of finding properties for sale or rent was likely different from what we see today with the use of modern real estate agents and online listings platforms like the Real Estate Database, RED. In Islamic societies, property ownership was often communal, with land and homes passed down through families and tribes. People seeking to buy or rent property would likely do so through personal connections and networks within their communities. For example, a person might hear of a property for sale or rent through a family member, friend, or local mosque. In addition, Islamic societies often had marketplaces or souks, call it the offline MLS, where various goods, including property, were bought and sold. These marketplaces were likely a common place for people to seek out properties for sale or rent. Real estate agents play an important role in facilitating the buying and selling of properties. However, in certain parts of the world, the month of Ramadan can have an impact on their work and interactions with clients. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and is observed by Muslims worldwide as a month of fasting, prayer, and reflection. It is a time when Muslims abstain from food, drink, and other physical needs from dawn until dusk. The month of Ramadan is also associated with increased charitable activities, spiritual reflection, and family gatherings. For real estate agents working in Muslim-majority countries or with Muslim clients, the month of Ramadan can present certain challenges and opportunities. For example, the shorter work hours and altered schedules during Ramadan may require agents to adjust their schedules accordingly. Additionally, the increased emphasis on charitable activities during Ramadan may lead to increased demand for real estate agents to help facilitate donations or support fundraising efforts for various causes. However, the month of Ramadan can also provide real estate agents with an opportunity to build stronger relationships with their clients. Many Muslims place a great emphasis on family and community during Ramadan, and this can provide a unique opportunity for real estate agents to connect with clients on a more personal level. Agents can take advantage of this time to host iftar meals, which are the evening meals that break the daily fast, or attend local community events and activities. During the month of Ramadan, it is widely believed among both Muslims and non-Muslims that people are more inclined to engage in acts of kindness, charity, and honesty. As a result, some people may view Ramadan as the best time to buy property since real estate agents and sellers or landlords or developers may also be more honest and generous during this time. This perception can make some buyers feel more confident in their dealings with real estate agents during Ramadan. Furthermore, Ramadan may also lead to increased interest in the real estate market. The period following Ramadan is often associated with increased spending, particularly on big-ticket items like real estate, as families seek to purchase new homes or upgrade their existing ones. Real estate agents can use this time to prepare for an influx of clients by staying up to date on market trends and available properties. In conclusion, the month of Ramadan presents both challenges and opportunities for real estate agents. By adjusting their schedules and taking advantage of opportunities to connect with clients on a personal level, agents can build stronger relationships and potentially increase business during this important time.